What is the purpose of Jesus, the Messiah's church? In the book that the Apostle John wrote, the Gospel of John, in chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, Jesus speaking says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. The purpose of the church is to bring forth fruit unto God and to become children of light. So how does a member of the church bring forth fruit, and how does God prune the branch? Do they just believe or have faith in God's grace and nothing more? The Apostle Mark wrote in his Gospel, in chapters 1, verses 14 through 15, Now after that John the Baptist, was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you, and believe the gospel. From the very beginning, the Messiah Jesus preached repentance from sins and belief in the gospel. Repent means to understand sin as evil and to cease from committing it. This is known as making change or doing good works. Just believing or having faith in God's grace is not enough for the branch or member to be pruned by God. They must learn the gospel and repent from the dead works of sin. In the Apostle Luke, in his gospel, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, we read, There were present at that season some that told him, Jesus, of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose you that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The commandment to repent is a work that all members must obey, and is essential to being saved. The Messiah did not preach that belief or faith only in him and God's grace is all that is needed to obtain salvation. That teaching is a doctrine of men and devils, and not the teachings of the Messiah Jesus. Even Abraham was not saved by faith only. By his faith, he obeyed God's commandments. All who come to Jesus must believe that God exists, and they also must believe that he rewards those that diligently seek and obey him. All who do not repent and cease from sin will perish by the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Apostle Mark wrote in his Gospel, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. And when he, Jesus, had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it enters in not into his heart, but into his belly, and goes out the draught, and purges all meats? And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Sin is what defiles men and women and separates them from God. Sin begins as thoughts of the heart or mind and ends as sinful deeds of the body. The changing of the heart and renewing of the spirit from the old and defiled that served sin to the new and honorable heart or mind serving God by obeying His commandments is bringing forth fruit to God. Obeying ordinances, commandments, or doctrines of men and devils, such as salvation is by grace through faith alone, or what kind of meats to eat, or what days to observe as holy days, is obedience in vain and cannot bring forth fruit to God. In the book of 2 Timothy, in chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, 2 Timothy is not a gospel, it's a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, a young preacher that he had trained. We read, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be you a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in Messiah, in Christ Jesus, before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus, Messiah, the Christ, who hath abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." The truth of salvation is by grace through faith is this: God purposed the way for salvation before He created the world and mankind. Before man or the world even existed, God had already had grace and made a way. No man or woman did any good work or deed to cause it. God made it because He is gracious and full of compassion. His tender mercies are over all His works. But His grace is brought to light through the gospel. His way, His grace is the way of salvation, the way of life, the way of immortality that is made known through the gospel of Jesus the Messiah. And the principles of that gospel that the Messiah Jesus taught are baptism for the forgiveness of sins, the gift of the Holy Ghost, repentance from sins, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. In the letter of Hebrews that was written to the Hebrews that had obeyed the truth, that had obeyed the Messiah Jesus at that point in time, the letter of Hebrews in the 5th chapter, verses 8 and 9, we read, "Though he were a son," speaking of Jesus, "yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." The Messiah Jesus, the Son of God, became the perfect priest and minister of the gospel. He accomplished that by obeying God's commandments and doing good works, even when suffering in his mortal body. In order for members of the church, his church, to be saved eternally or forever and bring forth fruit to God, they must obey Him. No one is saved by God's grace through faith or belief only. The devils also believe in God, and they tremble. In part 4 of the church, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine His words.